20 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Capital One.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. Donald Trump has walked into a New York City courtroom as a former president. He's walked out as an indicted, accused felon. Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg.
Under New York state law, it is a felony to falsify business records with intent to defraud and an intent to conceal another crime. That is exactly what this case is about.
Trump attorney Todd Blanche.
He's frustrated, he's upset, but I'll tell you what, he's motivated. It's not going to stop him. It's not going to slow him down.
Correspondent Scott McFarlane was in the courtroom where he says Trump pled not guilty and showed little emotion.
Well, he's kind of hunched over in his chair, somewhat expressionless, nothing in his hands, no pen, no paper, no note-taking.
Former federal prosecutor Scott Fredrickson on the case itself.
There may be 34 counts here, but they're misdemeanors elevated to low-level felonies. Highly, highly unlikely that even if convicted on all 34 counts that the former president would ever see any jail time. So there's no real motivation for the president to do anything but to do his very best to knock this case out.
Trump is expected to make his first public comments in about 3 hours from Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach. The FBI has caught up with one-time chief of staff for then-Maryland Governor Larry Hogan. Roy McGrath was wanted in a corruption case, his run ending with his death in Tennessee. WJZ-TV's Jessica Albert.
After 3 weeks of running from authorities, the FBI tells us that they have found him along a major highway in Knoxville, and a responding agent shot him. An investigation is now underway into that shooting. This all started 3 weeks ago. Back on March 13th, the ex-chief of staff for former Governor Larry Hogan was due in court here in Baltimore for a federal fraud trial, but he never showed up.
The Quad Cities area of Iowa and Illinois has been under a severe thunderstorm warning this afternoon, part of a storm system with multiple personalities. Odyssey meteorologist Craig Allen.
The cold side of the storm bringing blizzard conditions to the upper plains as well as the upper Midwest, and the warm side of the storm off to the right of that is bringing another round of severe weather moving towards the Mississippi Valley.
Earlier storms mean millions of people now have more time to file their income taxes. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Victims of tornadoes in Mississippi and storms in Arkansas have until July 31st to file their individual or their business tax returns and also to make tax payments. There are also parts of New York that were hit with severe snowstorms. They have until May 15th to file. And most of California and parts of Alabama and Georgia have until October 16th.
The Dow lost 199 points. This is CBS News.
One of the best savings rates in America is another reason banking with Capital One is the easiest decision. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank. Capital One N.A. Member FDIC.
Let's be real. Mopping is a hassle. You have to fill the bucket, pushing a wet, heavy mop around, then cleaning the mop when you're done so it doesn't grow bacteria. A hassle on top of a hassle. Try Swiffer WetJet. With Swiffer WetJet, you start with a fresh pad and cleaning solution every time. And when you're done, you just toss the pad. Swiffer WetJet. The faster, easier, cleaner way to clean your floors.
A good work partner knows what you need before you need it. That's how it feels when you work with Cintas. Your dedicated Cintas service reps get to know your business and have the industry knowledge that can help you prepare for what's ahead. They'll deliver your team's workwear freshly laundered. Make sure your first aid and safety supplies, mats, mops, and towels are stocked when you need them. And your fire extinguishers are inspected and in working order. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
And now, a special message from Charlie Behrens of the Cripes Cast.
How in the heck are you? It's me, Charlie, here to remind you that on April 4th, there's a huge election going on in Wisconsin. It's for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Now, it's a divided court, so the winner of this election is going to help determine the future of Wisconsin. Be part of that decision. Go to myvote.wi.gov to figure out your polling location and also what ID to bring. Again, myvote.wi.gov. and watch for deer.
Weather brought to you by Wisconsin Cheese and Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop.
Here's a fun treat for your Easter celebration, cherry elk sausage and port wine cheese spread.
You can order them at civicmedia.us/shop.
Part of the proceeds benefit Wisconsin athletic programs.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for today, Tuesday, April 4th. In Wood County, the Operations Committee will meet at 9 a.m. at the courthouse. The Highway Infrastructure and Recreation Committee will meet at 9 a.m. at the Highway Department Conference Room. The Residential Options Committee will meet at 11 a.m. at the courthouse. In Portage County, the Space and Properties Committee will meet at 3:30 p.m. Following that, the Land and Water Conservation Committee will meet at 7 p.m. The Stevens Point Downtown Business Improvement District Board will meet at 2:30 p.m. The Village of Whiting will meet at 5 p.m. for their Utilities Committee meeting. In Adams County, the Veterans Service Commission will meet from 9:30 to 11 a.m., and the Land and Water and UWEX Committee meeting will run from 1 to 2:30 p.m. Election Day is today. Polls are open 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Catch live election coverage tonight at 7 on your favorite Civic Media station. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening.
I got it.
Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocate Radio Show. Alvin Bragg Day, Alvin Bragg Hour. It's all Alvin Bragg.
Welcome back, Tom.
Great, are you kidding me, man? Just even saying it is kind of surreal. Happy Alvin Bragg Day to you, man.
Happy Arraignment of Defendant Trump Day. Can't wait to get used to seeing that.
Yeah,
Defendant Trump.
We got to come up with some new nicknames for the man now.
It will be a numerical one. It'll be his
045047.
Isn't it individual 71543-23, at least according to the statement of facts? That's the indictment number.
Okay.
My bad.
Yes, yeah. Well, I mean, that'll stick with them.
Dom, we're going to go over the statement of facts in just a bit.
Just the facts, man.
A deep read in case you're driving home and you don't have the opportunity because you're rushing off to go vote in the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. Or, you know, you just got a life. Maybe you got Brewer tickets tonight. 6:40, first pitch.
Ooh, vote first.
Vote first. Stick around. More Devils. We'll get to the statement of facts. But, Tom, I watched Alvin Bragg. Now, I got to tell you, it's the first time I personally have seen him speak at length in public. You know, you see sound bites. But I'm not from there. I don't see this man speak publicly. Today, I did. And I took a few notes, and I think we've got a few sound bites for our audience as well. Ebone, bring in the sound. We're going to share it with you, our fair audience. Here he is, the Manhattan DA, Alvin Bragg, talking about the charges against Defendant Trump. Play
Cop Earlier 1. This afternoon, Donald Trump was arraigned on a New York Supreme Court indictment, returned by a Manhattan grand jury on 34 felony counts of falsifying business records in the first degree.
Oh, 30.
34. 34. And you know what?
Felonies.
What I noticed, not former President Donald Trump, not President Donald Trump, just perpetrator.
Defendant Trump.
Donald Trump.
More from Alvin Bragg, Manhattan DA. He has a title. It's Alvin Bragg Day up here. Explaining the charges. Cut two.
Under New York State law, it is a felony to falsify business records with intent to defraud and an intent to conceal another crime. That is exactly what this case is about.
There are actually three enumerated cover-ups. You've already done a little of the four reading for us, Tom. Three enumerated cover-ups.
Yes.
It ain't just Stormy Daniels. And it's not just the playmate McDougal. There's also a doorman involved.
It's also the doorman got $30,000 not to talk about Trump's illegitimate child.
We don't know if it's Trump's illegitimate child, but why would he pay off the doorman to not talk about somebody else's?
Ah, come on. He's a great businessman. The same reason he pays Stormy Daniels $130,000 not to have sex with her.
Hey, let's keep it on Alvin Bragg
Day. Alvin Bragg Day.
It's Alvin Bragg Day. No matter who you are, Dom, Alvin Bragg might be coming for you. Cut three.
34 false statements made to cover up other crimes. These are felony crimes in New York State, no matter who you are.
No one's above the law. There are no kings here, Dom. Not even the king of New York. Today, the king of New York is Alvin Bragg.
It is Alvin Bragg. Have not heard him speak at length. And I was in the car listening to it. Felt like he held the room. He was in command of the facts.
Yes, I was very impressed.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, he was a man of business. He was not messing around.
I'll come back to a few of my notes after we hear from the Manhattan DA. The day history is made. The day the former president becomes defendant, Donald Trump. In a New York courtroom, arraigned, pled not guilty from a seated position, strongly pled not guilty, my understanding, from reporters in the room. No live video.
Did he say, I am strongly not guilty, powerfully not guilty, or just did he say, not guilty?
That's
you know how he talks.
I do know how he talks.
Very strongly not guilty.
In retrospect, I was listening on Sirius XM to, like, MSNBC, and, you know, it's like he powerfully... stated not guilty. Well, was he standing? No, he was seated. But they didn't actually talk about, like, I powerfully state I am not guilty. I'm less clear on that. I didn't hear the audio recording. There was no audio recording we're aware of.
Not yet. Not the arraignment. Hopefully we'll have different maybe technical outcomes in an actual trial.
It is Alvin Bragg Day up in here. We're very excited. Alvin Bragg, the Manhattan DA, brought 34 felony charges, arraigned the former president of the United States. Cut number four, play it for the people, Ebone.
These are felony crimes in New York State, no matter who you are. We cannot and will not normalize serious criminal conduct.
Don't normalize it. More from Alvin Bragg. It was illegal. Cut five.
The participant scheme was illegal. The scheme violated New York election law, which makes it a crime to conspire to promote a candidacy by unlawful means. The $130,000 wire payment exceeded the federal campaign contribution cap. And the false statements in AMI's books violated New York law.
Well, that's a lot of illegal, isn't it?
When he puts it like that, it sounds really bad.
Alvin Bragg starting to stack it up on the defendant, Donald J. Trump, 34 felony charges, an arraignment today in a Manhattan courtroom. One more from Alvin Bragg, and then a few of my impressions as I watched it live. Cut number six, a lot of false statements.
The defendant repeatedly made false statements on New York business records. He also caused others to make false statements.
Now, he talked repeatedly that, you know, he's charging under New York law, and these are effectively white-collar crimes. He used that term a couple different times.
And that's what they do a lot of, and that's kind of their wheelhouse.
Well, and this 34 counts, this alleged lying to conceal other underlying crimes, he said is effectively the bread-and-butter mechanism of prosecuting criminal offenses of this sort in New York State. A few other things. He was very clear. Everyone's equal before the law. That this defendant lied again and again to cover up three different
catching kill cases. Yes.
three different payoffs. And, of course, he lied again and again on his books about the true nature of what these expenses, let's call them, were. A little bit more. Alvin Bragg continuously said, yeah, I've done this before. I'm 24 years on the job, and I bring no charges before they're ready. And I did more investigation than my predecessor, Cyrus Vance, had done.
More information came out, new witnesses.
We've had new witnesses. Yep. And I think the takeaway I took almost initially, and I lay some of this on Ari Melber, a pretty smart guy over on MSNBC, an attorney in his own right. The conspiracy, laying out the conspiracy, the multiple charges. This is not just about Stormy. This is about a pattern, a conspiracy.
A scheme.
An ongoing scheme. And it breaks both state election law and federal caps of contributions to a candidate. New evidence, new witnesses. New evidence, new witnesses. And Dom, 34 new charges. A lot of them. So anyways, it's Alvin Bragg Day.
It is. And happy Alvin Bragg Day. Crudy, when we found out about this, I think we're still on Brady Street, man, back when this happened. We're talking about this. And we knew that he had, you know, paid Stormy Daniels, you know, through his corporation. We talked about this. Well, I mean, yes. You know, I know how QuickBooks works, man. You know what I mean?
There was public record information readily available that this directed, well, because we saw the evidence of the Michael Cohen trial. Man, the guy went to prison for going on 3 years for this.
So this is, I mean, not necessarily a whole lot of new news, right? Lots of assumptions. I mean, we kind of thought, well, if this is how you're facilitating it through your corporation, man, you're probably not claiming it properly, right? These are white collar crimes. And I don't want to even, it's not even just $130,000. What do you, he got like 400, Cohen got $420,000.
Well, they cooked the books additionally to fluff it up to hide the $130,000 aspect of the payoff to Stormy Daniels. The NDA paid $130,000, but to also get some tax savings? I'm not facilitate. Even sure.
Well, I think they wanted to fluff it up for Cohen, so if he did claim it, he'd have enough to cover the taxes, so he'd net out a higher number. But
his
again,
tax liability.
Yeah. So, this is a lot of money. I mean, we talked about the state of Wisconsin a couple weeks ago. I think it was like $50,000, something like that. I mean, this is over twice an average salary in the state of Wisconsin that this man went through. I mean, these are
well,
certainly
a federal candidate only is eligible during the primary for $2,700 of contributions, $54,000 in aggregate in both the primary and the general. In the state of Wisconsin, the Supreme Court candidate,
$20,000.
$20,000 is the cap. $20,000 for governor, races of that sort.
Yeah.
The allegation here is $130,000 to Stormy, a catch and kill coordinated in conspiracy with David Pecker over at
AMI,
National Enquirer.
Yeah.
And then another $30,000 also through David Pecker, another catch and kill, the unfortunately named David Pecker.
To the doorman.
So that's 280,000 plus 30, 310,000. That far exceeds federal. And I suspect state limits in New York State as well.
Sounds really bad.
You know, we rarely do the reading. Usually we just bring on, you know, like Jim Santel. Say, Jim, what was contained? But Thomas, this is relatively speaking breaking news. This is now in the public sphere.
It's historic.
Well, not only is it historic, it's required reading. And we've got no one else to do the reading. So, Dom, I feel like we must read for our audience, you know, sort of the statement of facts, the talking indictment that Jim Santel's been promising us for so very long. It should be Jim Santel Day. It's Alvin Bragg Day, soon to be Maggie Dawn Day. It's Election Day. It's Devil's Day.
Bud Tussle is proud to be the major sponsor on Civic Media for the biggest spring election being followed all over America. Bud Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you. Call today, 877-227-0924.
And now, a special message from Charlie Behrens of the Cripes Cast.
How in the heck are you? It's me, Charlie, here to remind you that on April 4th, there's a huge election going on in Wisconsin. It's for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Now, it's a divided court, so the winner of this election is going to help determine the future of Wisconsin. Be part of that decision. Go to myvote.wi.gov to figure out your polling location and also what ID to bring. Again, myvote.wi.gov. And watch for deer.
The Elks Lodge of Wisconsin Rapids is a proud community supporter, and it's easy for you to be a part of their work. Have fun and join them for their weekly Wednesday bingo night, or enjoy their full restaurant menu on Wednesday and Friday. And don't forget their excellent Friday fish fry. Or better yet, become an Elk today and be part of the nearly $30,000 they give back to the community each year. Call 715-423-1930. 715-423-1930. Elks care and Elks share. Become an Elk today.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
What is dadication?
I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dadication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Welcome to Alvin Bragg Day. You can join us on the phones at 844-967-2789.
I wonder if anyone doesn't know who we are.
I can't imagine.
That's Dom.
I'm Dom. That's Crute.
I'm Crudy. And we're super cool. We're glad you joined us today, because today we're having some fun. We've got Election Day. The whole world's watching our state because it's Supreme Court Election Day. And, you know, we're getting late. Polls close at 8 o'clock. Extended coverage right here on the Civic Media Network all night long. Todd Alba, Terry Bell going to anchor it. And we also got the former president going off from Mar-a-Lago about 7:15 Central Time.
He was warned by the judge not to, you know, make any threats to officials and to, you know, keep it toned down.
Well, I'm sure he'll stay on script.
Yeah, you think?
He's nothing if not message discipline.
If message is chaos, you're absolutely right.
If message is chaos, he is a great messenger of chaos. Alvin Bragg, I thought, did a great job today. He was very competent, very in charge, very professional. I mean, I heard it described. This was fearless. You know, effectively, the district attorney of Manhattan went into the courtroom against the former president and said, hey, this guy's been threatening my wife, your wife, Judge. This guy's putting out threats about World War III destruction. I'm not clear exactly where we sit on the whole gag order for Donald Trump. Obviously, he's going to break it when he goes on the air today. This will be interesting as we move towards a trial.
A little bit here. CNN reported, had a correspondent in the room. Raw Stories is reporting this. He being Trump, was addressed by the judge, who addressed to him some of the threatening statements that he made. That was something that prosecutors have raised. They have asked the judge not to impose any kind of gag order, but just to raise the potential issues of Trump threatening social media posts. The judge said he was not going to impose any kind of gag order. He said he wouldn't even if he was asked right now, but he did warn the former president and also the prosecutors to warn their witnesses to tamp down their rhetoric, to reduce what they're saying about the case. And the judge warned both sides, but particularly speaking to former President Trump, not to make any statements that would incite any violence or threat against any officials.
Dominic, we're going to get started here in just a moment. The statement of facts, the talking indictment, Jim Santel would call this, the people of the state of New York against Donald J. Trump. But before we do, let's let the audience in. 844-967-2789. Bill from Grant County. Bill, welcome. What are you thinking?
Hi, Bill.
Yeah, how you guys doing? Pretty good tonight?
Hope so, Bill. First and foremost, did you vote today?
Yes, sir. I actually did vote, and I voted for Dan Kelly.
Well, I'm glad you voted. What do you got for us, Bill?
Well, we should all enjoy our freedoms and our right to vote. And it wasn't too long ago you guys told me that if I was irritated with your program,
yes,
to listen to someone else.
Have you tried that?
And I agree with you. Yes, I have. And, you know, some good, some bad. You guys aren't too bad. But I found a station out of Chicago, a Sean Thompson.
I'm not aware of who that is. Bill, I don't know if Chicago stations, man. I can barely keep them straight in Wisconsin, sir.
But anyways, he's pretty controversial, and he's great, and he's more open-minded than you guys. You guys are kind of closed-minded when it comes to certain things.
Opening day Brewer tickets.
And Bill, I got to be honest, I'm very closed-minded when it comes to fascism. So you're right in that regard.
Bill, we talked about voting, and you think it should be someone's right. All of our right, I hope. Bill, what do you think about the 2020 election? Do you think that was a fairly held election, and do you think that Joe Biden won the state of Wisconsin fair and square, sir?
Well, to be honest with you, with this whole thing with Donald Trump going on, I don't know what's fair. Why would they bring up a 7-year-old indictment on this guy? I mean, you're going to miss this guy when he goes away.
No, you're so wrong, Bill. I cannot wait for him to go away. I really look forward, to bashing on, your next cult leader, like
Bill
Santel. I'm sorry, not Santel. Meatball, DeSantis.
I will miss Donald Trump just a little bit when he's gone.
Well, I don't love the orange man, but I don't hate him. But he sure does have a nice jet.
Really? That's, it's like 30-something years old, man. That's an old jet. Did you see that jet's rear entry?
Yeah,
no.
It's
Bill.
Pretty cool.
He got on in the back, man, like back of the plane. He's like the Rosa Parks of private jet guys.
Oh, come on, man. Terrible.
Bill, appreciate you listening. Keep voting in every election. I would encourage all our listeners. I don't have to agree with you, Bill. Like Lou from Cudahy, I rarely agree with Lou, but he listens. Welcome, Lou.
Hey, Lou.
Yeah, I always want to open myself up to a variety of ideas. Your protege, which candidate, she's a racist, an alcoholic, and a husband spouse beater of a man who was 20 years older than she was, and they stayed married for 9 months, and their son-in-law, or their stepson, I should say.
You mean the convicted felon stepson?
He
is a convicted felon. Does that undermine his credibility at all, Lou?
This is the kind of high-quality candidate who's just reprehensible and cannot be in office. How disgusting. Beating her husband, and she throws around the N-word, really like a sailor.
Come on, man.
Lou, she has
that's some right Wisconsin stuff going on right there, brother.
She has denied that. The only one that has made that accusation, other than less than credible right-wing websites, is the son, the stepson of the former judge. And there were accusations against Protasiewicz by all the kids. They weren't happy with the treatment of the dad. But the son in particular seemed to have some memories that were exclusive to him, let's just say. Lou, you guys have a lot of suggested memories, projected memories, let's call them. Come back. We're going to do nothing but the facts, the people of the state of New York against Donald J. Trump.
WAUK 548.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news talk and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Arguments in a lawsuit that will determine if abortion remains illegal in Wisconsin start next month in a Dane County Circuit Court. Oral arguments in the suit filed nearly a year ago by Democratic Attorney General Josh Call and Governor Tony Evers begin May 4th, exactly 1 month after tomorrow's state Supreme Court election. While the case could be resolved before the new justice is seated this summer, it's more likely to come before the Supreme Court when either Janet Protasiewicz or Dan Kelly take the seat of retiring Justice Pat Rogenczak. The court is currently controlled by conservatives 4-3. The Freedom From Religion Foundation has asked the IRS to investigate St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Cottage Grove after the pastor posted a bulletin urging parishioners not to vote for her in the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. The foundation says that's blatant electioneering. Churches and charities, which are tax-exempt, have been banned from engaging in political activity since 1954. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
The key slides into the ignition. The engine rumbles to life. My hand grips the throttle. New gear for my ride. The road, my invitation. The sound, the smell, the exhilaration. I am one with the bike. And the car in front of me suddenly turns in my lane. Motorcycles are everywhere, but too often go unnoticed. Please, always look twice, be alert, and share the road with motorcycles at all times. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
What if one day you went to your secret hiding place, you know, that spot that only you know about, and instead of what you came for, you found something a little different? What if instead of your private stash, you found a simple phone number, 1-800-662-HELP? What would you do? Would you stop and give it some thought? Would you make the call? The truth is, all drug use comes with risk. Before those risks become real, before drugs turn your life upside down, before drugs take their toll on you and your family, know that there is help. You can quit. If you or someone you love is struggling with drug use or prescription drug misuse, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral, or go to samhsa.gov/thereishelp.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps. Truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows dip down to about 36. East winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms likely. High temperatures reach up to 57. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 25. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 36.
Extended coverage. We got Maggie Dawn, Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel, coming to make it a super duper happier 6 o'clock hour. Special coverage up to Civic Media's election night coverage. That begins at 7 o'clock with Kristen Bryan, Jane Mantineer, At 8 o'clock, we've got Terry Bell and Todd Alba. They're anchoring a star-studded cavalcade of local journalists all around the state. We got like 14 people involved.
That's just amazing, dude.
No one is resourcing like Civic Media is resourcing tonight. This will be award-winning election coverage. If I got to make up the award, we're winning something. Yeah, right. WBA or bust next year, baby.
Give myself an award.
So please do yourself a favor. Tell your friends and neighbors. Go vote for Janet Protasiewicz. And then tune in for the greatest coverage ever right here on Civic Media all night long. But Dom, right now, time for just the facts. And we're going to do some reading alouding. Please indulge us, but we'll break it up. We'll take turns. But you're not going to read it. Dom will, and I will, because we have to, because we've got no one else to do the homework for us.
It's a lot shorter than the Mueller report.
It is, and
there's no redactions.
No redactions. Supreme Court of the State of New York, County of New York, the people of the State of New York against defendant Donald J. Trump. Woo-hoo! Statement of facts. Indictment number 71543-23. The defendant, all caps, Donald J. Trump, repeatedly and fraudulently falsified New York business records to conceal criminal conduct that hid damaging information from the voting public during the 2016 presidential election.
Crudy, from August of 2015 to December of 2017, the defendant orchestrated a scheme with others to influence the 2016 presidential election by identifying and purchasing negative information about him to suppress its publication and benefit the defendant's electoral prospects. In order to execute the unlawful scheme, the participants violated election laws and made and caused false entries in business records of various entities in New York. The participants also took steps that mischaracterized, for tax purposes, the true nature of the payments made and furtherance of the scheme.
Scheme. Fact number three. One component of the scheme was that, at the defendant's request, a lawyer who then worked for the Trump Organization as special counsel to defendant, let's call him Lawyer A.
That's Cohen.
Covertly paid $130,000 to an adult film actress shortly before the election to prevent her from publicizing, and they don't call it an affair, Dom, a sexual encounter with the defendant.
A very short encounter, I imagine.
Mushroom-like. Lawyer A made the $130,000 payment through a shell corporation he set up and funded at a bank in Manhattan. This payment was illegal, and Lawyer A has since pled guilty to making an illegal campaign contribution and served time in prison. Further, false entries were made in New York business records to effectuate this payment, separate and apart from the New York business records used to conceal the payment. Multiple crimes under one header.
Crudy, after the election, the defendant reimbursed Lawyer A for the illegal payment through a series of monthly checks, first from the Donald J. Trump Revocable Trust, the defendant's trust, a trust created under the laws of New York, which held the Trump Organization entities' assets after the defendant was elected president, and then from the defendant's bank account. Each check was processed by the Trump Organization, and each check was disguised as a payment for legal services rendered in a given month of 2017 pursuant to a retainer agreement. The payment records kept and maintained by the Trump Organization were false New York business records. In truth, there was no retainer agreement, and Lawyer A was not being paid for legal services rendered in 2017. The defendants caused his entity's business record to be falsified to disguise his and others' criminal conduct.
Now, we are reading from the indictment of Donald Trump, the statement of fact. Alvin Bragg, the district attorney, wrote something of a talking indictment. We hear this is described as. Now we get to the background. Statement of fact number five. The defendant is a beneficial owner of a collection of business entities known by the trade name as the Trump Organization. The Trump Organization comprises approximately 500 separate entities, among other business activities, own and manage hotels, golf courses, commercial real estate, condominium developments, and other properties. The Trump Organization is headquartered on Fifth Avenue in New York County.
Kurt, I'm sure of those 500 separate entities that all the rest of their bookings were properly line itemed in their accounting.
I'm sure. They're all completely legit.
Totally. I'm sure of that. Crudy, approximately from June 15 to November 16, defendant was a candidate for the office president of the United States. On January 20th, Oh, God, he became president of the United States.
That is technically a fact, Tom. Let's read about, as it's described here,
the scheme.
The catch and kill scheme to suppress negative information. That's his subheadline. Fact statement number 7, Dom. During and in furtherance of his candidacy for president, the defendant and others agreed to identify and suppress negative stories about him.
Great idea.
Two parties to this agreement have admitted to committing illegal conduct in connection with the scheme. In August 2018, Lawyer A, again that's Michael Cohen, pled guilty to 2 federal crimes involving illegal campaign contributions and subsequently served time in prison. In addition, in August 2018, America Media Incorporated, AMI, a media company that owned and published magazines and supermarket tabloids, they almost say that derisively, including the National Enquirer, admitted in a non-prosecution agreement that it made payment to a source of a story to ensure that sources, and here's a direct quote, did not publicize damaging allegations about the defendant before the 2016 presidential election and thereby influence that election. Hide the dirt, keep it buried till after the election.
The Trump Tower meeting in June of 2015, Crudy, the defendant announced his candidacy for the president of the United States. Soon after, in August of 2015, the defendant met with Lawyer A and AMI's chairman and CEO at Trump Tower in New York County. At that meeting, the AMI CEO agreed to help with the defendant's campaign, saying he would act as the eyes and ears of the campaign by looking out for negative stories about the defendant and alerting Lawyer A before the stories were published. AMI CEO also agreed to publish negative stories about the defendant's competitors for the election.
Sweet deal.
Right.
Here's the other, the other part. This is new news, Dom, at least in the fact statement, the talking indictment. Suppressing the doorman story. Who's the doorman? Fact number 10. A few months later, in or about October or November of 2015, the AMI CEO learned that a former Trump Tower doorman called the doorman.
Great band name.
Was trying to sell information regarding a child that the defendant had allegedly fathered out of wedlock.
What?
The defendant. So Donald Trump's got another baby mama floating around?
At least one, according to this doorman?
At the AMI CEO's direction, AMI negotiated and signed an agreement to pay the doorman $30,000 to acquire exclusive rights to the story. AMI falsely characterized this payment in AMI's books and records, including in its general ledger. AMI purchased the information from the doorman without fully investigating his claims, but the AMI CEO directed that the deal take place because of his agreement with the defendant and Lawyer A. Again, that's Cohen and defendant Donald Trump.
Crudy, when AMI later concluded the story was not true.
Are we sure?
The AMI CEO wanted to release the doorman from the agreement. However, Lawyer A instructed the AMI CEO not to release the doorman until after the presidential election. And the AMI CEO complied with that instruction because of his agreement with the defendant and Lawyer A. Again, this is what David Pecker from AMI.
It's the talking indictment describing the criminal conspiracy that happened, you know, on behalf of Donald Trump and including Donald Trump.
So even if this portion of the story about Donald Trump's child was not true, it was still a crime?
Well, the suppressing of it and not claiming it as a campaign contribution at that time, because he was, if you're looking at the election day and saying specifically any day after election day,
then you're good. I mean, it kind of indicates it has something to do with the election, perhaps.
Perhaps. Fact statement number 12, Dom. Suppressing woman one's account.
Woman one? That would seem to indicate there might be more than one.
Well, she's the Playboy model, right? I think. Let's see. After 5 months, about 5 months before the presidential election, in or about June of 2016, had been around a time of our birthdays, Dom, the editor-in-chief and ironically,
Donald Trump's
the editor-in-chief of the National Enquirer and AMI's chief content officer contacted Lawyer A about a woman one, who alleged she had a sexual relationship with the defendant while he was married.
Now, a relationship seems to be more of a commitment than an encounter.
That would seemingly be different than the stormy encounter. The AMI editor-in-chief updated Lawyer A regularly about the matter over text message and by telephone. The defendant did not want this information to become public because he was concerned about the effect it could have on his candidacy. His defense will be at his marriage. Thereafter, the defendant, the AMI CEO, and Lawyer A had a series of discussions, Dom, about who would pay off the woman one to secure her silence.
I got a great scheme, but who's going to pay for it? Crudy, AMI ultimately paid $150,000 to Woman One in exchange for her agreement not to speak out about the alleged sexual relationship, as well as for two magazine cover features of Woman One in a series of articles that would be published under her byline. AMI falsely characterized this payment in AMI's books and records, including in its general ledger. The AMI CEO agreed to the deal after discussing it with both the defendant and Lawyer A, and on the understanding from Lawyer A that the defendant or the Trump Organization would reimburse AMI.
Well, Dom, that seems like another criminal conspiracy. Well, it's all under the scheme header, fact statement 14. In a conversation captured in an audio recording in approximately September of 2016 concerning Woman One's account, again, that was the longer-term sexual relationship, the defendant and Lawyer A discussed how to obtain the rights to Woman One's account from AMI and how to reimburse AMI for the payment. Lawyer A told the defendant he would open up a company for the transfer of Woman One's account and other information and stated he had spoken to the chief financial officer for the Trump Org about how to set the whole thing up.
Weisselberg.
Yes, the defendant asked, so what do we got to pay for this? $150, he suggested paying by cash. When Lawyer A disagreed, the defendant then mentioned payment by check. So first Trump suggested pay her by cash, $150,000, said can't do that. Well, then pay her by check. After the conversation, Lawyer A created a shell corporation called Resolution Consultants. Isn't that ironic? On or about September 30th of 2016, Dom.
Crudy, less than 2 months before the election, on or about September 30th of 2016, the AMI CEO signed an agreement in which AMI agreed to transfer its rights to Woman One's account to Lawyer A's shell company for $125,000. However, after the assignment agreement was signed, but before the reimbursement took place, the AMI CEO consulted with AMI's general counsel and then told Lawyer A that the deal to transfer the rights to Lawyer A's shell company was off.
Oh, no. Donald Trump could have been exposed in more ways than one, if you know what I'm saying. Dom, we are reading through the statement of fact presented by the Manhattan DA today to the world, the people of the state of New York against Donald J. Trump, defendant. I like the ring of that. Indictment number 71543-23. I bet that'll stick for me at some point.
I would think so.
We're going to come back. We're going to give you more of what is in the statement of fact. We're going to take more of your phone calls at 844-967-2789. We're going to bring you extended coverage all the way up to Civic Media's election night coverage at 7. Our 6 o'clock hour, nothing but the finest.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Hi, it's Jim Polzine from Badger Extra and the Wisconsin State Journal. Have you checked out BadgerExtra.com or the Badger Extra app powered by our top-notch Badger coverage team? Subscribe now to get extra coverage, including extra analysis, extra recruiting news, and one-on-one athlete interviews. Plus, subscribers get my exclusive podcast, Open Gym, where I answer your Badger questions. Go to BadgerExtra.com or search Badger Extra in your app store. Download and subscribe today.
The spring election is Tuesday, April 4th. It's being called one of the most important in the country, with candidates for one state Supreme Court seat on the ballot.
Vote. Then tune to your local Civic Media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
It kicks off at 7 p.m. with a special As Goes Wisconsin.
Then at 8, News Director Terry Bell has results with reporters checking in from around the state.
Election coverage live Tuesday, April 4th, starting at 7 on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
Take part in a Madison tradition. Sign up today for the Crazy Legs Classic on Saturday, April 29th. Register for the 8K run or 2-mile walk. Visit CrazyLegsClassic.com. Finish on the Camp Randall Field, then enjoy the post-race party featuring Rod, Tough Curls, and the bench press. The Crazy Legs Classic is presented by J.D. McCormick Properties, Odyssey Greek Yogurt, Mueller Sports Medicine, The Joint Chiropractic, and NBC 15. To learn more or to register, visit CrazyLegsClassic.com.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
The Stormy Daniels yet. She is Woman 2. And we'll start with suppressing Woman 2's account. About 1 month before the election, on or about October 7, 2016, news broke that the defendant, that's Donald J. Trump, had been caught on tape saying to the host of Access Hollywood,
"I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. Just kiss. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything. Grab them by the beep. You can do anything."
The evidence shows that both the defendant and his campaign staff were concerned that the tape would harm his viability as a candidate. Why?
Why? Apparently it did not.
And reduce his standing with female voters in particular.
Crudy, number 17, shortly after the Access Hollywood tape became public, the AMI editor-in-chief contacted the AMI CEO about the other another woman, Woman 2, who alleged she had a sexual encounter with the defendant while he was married. The AMI CEO told the AMI editor-in-chief to notify Lawyer A, that's the fixer Michael Cohen. On or about October 10th of 2016, the AMI editor-in-chief contacted Lawyer A with Lawyer with Woman 2's lawyer, Lawyer B. Lawyer A negotiated a deal with Lawyer B to secure Woman 2's silence and prevent disclosure from the damaging information in the final weeks before the presidential election. Under the deal that Lawyer B negotiated, Woman 2 would be paid $130,000 for the rights to her account.
Michael Avenatti, Lawyer B.
Yeah.
Statement of Fact 19, the defendant directed Lawyer A to delay making a payment to Woman 2 as long as possible. Typical Trump.
Totally, right?
Trying to stiff Stormy. He instructed.
Again.
he barely stiffed her that first time, according to her account. He instructed Lawyer A that if they could delay the payment until after the election, they could avoid paying altogether. Because at that point, it would not matter if this story became public. Which kind of kills the whole, right. I'm afraid of the wife defense.
Yes, sure does.
As reflected in emails and text messages between and among Lawyer A, Lawyer B, and AMI editor-in-chief, Lawyer A attempted to delay making payment as long as possible.
Crudy, ultimately, the pressure mounted and the election approaching, the defendant agreed to the payoff and directed Lawyer A to proceed. Lawyer A discussed the deal with the defendant and the TO CFO. The defendant did not want to make the $130,000 payment himself and asked Lawyer A and the TO CFO to find a way to make the payment. After discussing various payment options,
what about cash?
TO CFO Lawyer A agreed that he would make the payment. Before making the payment, Lawyer A confirmed with the defendant that defendant would pay him back.
Statement of fact number 21, on or before October 26, shortly after speaking with the defendant on the phone, Lawyer A opened a bank account in Manhattan in the name of Essential Consultants LLC, a new shell company he had created to effectuate the payment. He then transferred $131,000 from a personal home equity line of credit.
Got a HELOC.
Into that account on or about October 27th, Lawyer A wired $130,000 from his Essential Consultants LLC account in New York to Lawyer B to suppress Woman 2, that's Stormy Daniels' account.
We'll get some of the gist. Let's get some callers here. 844-967-2789. Just the facts. We're probably over halfway done, but let's get to some of the callers. Once again, 844-96-PARTY. Mark from Sussex, you are up. Welcome, Mark. What do you got for us?
Hey, Mark, did you vote today?
I did. Thank you. And I appreciate you taking my call. So I guess I've watched a lot of this stuff today. And can you explain to me or tell me what the difference is between what happened today and the prior Attorney General of New York who declined to take this case?
Yes.
In addition to the federal that was dropped, but also what's different when John Edwards ran for president and this exact same situation came up?
Yes. I can tell you. According to the Manhattan DA, Mark, appreciate you listening. According to the Manhattan DA, Alvin Bragg, the difference between the case now and the case when he was elected, and it wasn't forever ago. Alvin Bragg's been on the job a little over a year, something like that.
Cy Vance had it before that.
Cy Vance had it prior, but he has had new witnesses, which I suspect includes Karen McDougal. That is woman one in this descriptor. And also, I think when you tie in the David Pecker testimony before the grand jury recently that probably birthed the doorman, right? So now we don't have one story of a payoff or even one story of a catch and kill. We've got three related things. We've got probably direct testimony from the parties on the other end of these deals, be it the catch and kill David Pecker or be it Karen McDougal. They all reportedly gave very recent testimony to this grand jury in Manhattan.
And perhaps even Weisselberg, because he was part of that as well.
Excellent point, Dom. New evidence, new witnesses.
And to add to that, Mark, also convictions of Trump Organization, two different Trump entities of fraud. So they've had a chance to actually look at books in other cases.
I think the primary difference between the John Edwards situation, John Edwards was cheating on his wife during his presidential campaign, like a photographer that was associated with the campaign had done some sort of a documentary on him, and apparently they fell in love or lust or whatever happened. He fathered a child with this woman. He ultimately beat the rap, quote unquote, on the campaign finance violations, that the payoff was in excess and therefore he had violated campaign finance laws. But I would say the primary difference here, Mark, is Donald Trump is not really being charged with campaign finance laws. He's being charged with 34 conspiracies or 34 fraudulent bookkeeping to cover up a different underlying crime, which in part may have been the exceeding the campaign finance laws. But all that John Edwards was ever charged with was exceeding campaign finance through a donor. Effectively, a donor paid off his
mistress.
His mistress. There's like three of them on this one. And I just think Trump's in deeper water. He actually got a very capable attorney for his future trial. This Blanche guy, apparently very good.
Yeah. He's going to need
Taco Pina, less so. 844-967-2789. Jake from Milwaukee. How you doing, Jake?
Hey, Jake.
Wow. You know, do you guys care about there's like an election today? Like
really?
For the Supreme Court?
Yeah, something like that. Was that today?
I was just letting you... I was just letting you guys know. I haven't heard a lot about it. So,
where were you for the last year? I was talking about this race before the midterms, Jake.
Yeah, no, I know. I was just kidding. But I have to say, Dan Kelly, that they swayed me not to vote for him pretty good. So
he's
so
the real conservative.
That is not working. There's like three or four. Well, you got more right-wing listeners. And the few that I know today, they actually sounded really cranky. I mean, they're usually in a bad mood, but things a lot crankier than usual.
Well,
it
is Alvin Bragg Day.
What is it?
And for a second time, it's Dan Kelly is a big fat loser day, I suspect. You're never a loser when you listen to the Devil's Advocates, even if you're just a skosh conservative. Come back. More of your phone calls, the reaction to the indictment of Donald Trump. Big donk.
At Chad's Design Build, we believe that people should be judged not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. We believe that all humans have a right to privacy and a right to control their own bodies without government coercion. We believe that quality childcare, healthcare, and education should be publicly funded. Our society benefits the most when all people have the opportunity to thrive. At Chad's Design Build, we are allied with organizations that promote these values. Building a better world, one remodeled home at a time. Learn more at chadsdesignbuild.com.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.